This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The bus service in Colorado Springs will get more than $3 million for new low-emission buses from the Federal Transit Administration. CPR's Dan Boyce says six such grants were awarded in Colorado.
About $2 billion in money for greener buses was included in the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed by Congress in 2021. The nearly $3.2 million granted to Springs' bus system, Mountain Metropolitan Transit, was the largest awarded in Colorado. MMT says they will be able to buy six electric hybrid buses with the money. They hope to have them in place and running by late 2024. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This summer at the Denver Broncos training camp, fans will need tickets for the first time to get in to watch the team practice. Tickets are free and they're available starting today. 12 Broncos practices will be open to the public at the Centura Health Training Center starting Friday. That's the longtime Broncos training camp near Centennial Airport, south of Denver. There's something new to see at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver. CPR's Eden Lane.
For the new MCA Denver exhibition, Indigenous Absurdities, Anna Sukalarkas shows that Native art can include humor.
And I think that's something that we don't necessarily hear from Native artists, or we usually don't get asked. It tends to be the political side of something. And we're multifaceted people that are able to kind of create allegory and allusions within our work, just like any other complex artwork.
Indigenous Absurdities includes abstract drawings, video, sculpture, and photography. It is on view through September 10th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.